Trash. Good you are trashing, my husband says, when I send him a photo of a plastic fork and an N95 I found on the ground beside the closed-down library. And I know he wonders why I disappear for hours walking the streets of nearby towns. Walking is the only way to be reliably alone, though how I miss bodies, shoulder to shoulder on the E-train, that press and discomfort. Small pink tricycle I type into my phone. Empty bottle of bleach. I track objects, look for the discarded. Behind the shuttered Our Lady of the Lake Chapel, flattened box of animal crackers. Empty bottle of gin. Tape to a garbage can, handwritten note for those who will empty it. Thank you and stay safe. Merleau-Ponty once said, the body is our general medium for having a world, but I walk to outpace my body, to leave it behind with relief. In the church parking lot, an open box of emergency food from the county, bag of green onions, school-size carton of milk. You are a bad mother, runs the soundtrack in my head. I can't give my girls faith in the future. Later, I'll drive to the grocery store in my mask and gloves, wait in line outside, fill the cart with food for my family, desiring nothing. I used up all my wanting in the early months a year ago when I bargained everything I loved away to keep my daughters safe. Now it's midwinter, the wind sharp-edged, pricking my skin, the sky curdled milk. Now I walk to find the hinge in the world where I can slip back into the before, last February, when we knew nothing. My daughters together in a light-pooled room, together at the kitchen table. I think the body is a medium for nothing. Later tonight, while my girls sleep, I'll stretch out awake and shaking under sheets, as if under the surface of river water.